I'm Jerry Crawley Woods, and I'm a professor of social work here at Shepherd and chair of our department.
Hi, I'm Barbara Spencer. I'm on the faculty of nursing here at Shepherd University. I teach gerontology both at the undergraduate and doctoral level.
Now, both of you were on this panel talking about, I guess, end-of-life type issues.
Right, and specifically as is related to this book, Being Mortal, which is just such a resource for individuals and families, and that we really want not only docs to read it, but really want to use it to empower families to ask for the kind of care that will really improve the quality of life of their family members at the end of their lives.
And we think it's important to really get the word out to the community and talk about this most important issue now before end of life, because too often the discussion doesn't come up until we're 2, 3, 4 months end of life. Mm-hmm. So we really need to get the word out.
Right.
This is the way to do it.
And if people can think about it ahead of time, then they're more able, you know, to make the choices that they need to make. In the moment, you know, when you're faced with the death of someone who's close to you or the dying of someone who's close to you, it's just paralyzing, you know, and people are not at their best. They're not most able to make a good choice. So if you can, it's like a lot of things. If you can sort of rehearse it ahead of time, what if, when, then that really helps families. And one of the painful things, as we were kind of talking about off before, is that it's a divisive issue potentially for families, and that makes it even more painful and more paralyzing.
And I was just going to bounce off of that if you didn't say it,
yeah.
Because it's a discussion that needs to be happen before the family is in a end of life or traumatic situation. We need to find out what the individual wants and not have family members have to make that decision. So the discussion needs to happen now.
Exactly.
For all of us.
And this is a hard discussion.
It is. It's very difficult. And I think the culture gives little support, you know, with our kind of, you know, we can fix it, you know, we've got the technology to beat this. And I do appreciate that medical training makes fighters out of docs, you know, that doctors are fighting this enemy, death. I mean, you know, that's the kind of guy or gal you want on your side if that's your situation. But there comes a point at which, in my view, there's a fine line between treatment and torture. And we need to back away from that because death is not optional.
Yeah, and this is kind of an interesting point I just thought about, is the doctors aren't comfortable having that hard discussion, that difficult discussion with their patients. Just an example, I work for the palliative care office in Washington County, and we've had physicians refer them to see me to have that difficult discussion.
If I had the power to have everyone I love read this book, I would do that because it was enormously helpful to me, even though my husband and I have been associated with hospice for over three decades. It was still helpful to me and sort of reinforced or confirmed my convictions because he's a very powerful writer and he has a lot of credibility because he is a physician. But he also has an Eastern perspective that helps balance some of the, you know, currents in our own culture.